Frank telling the students that they could now start. I turned my eyes toward my stepson and discovered that he was studying me intently. He was at an angle to me, and I suddenly realized that from his position he could probably see my womanhood. It was at that moment I felt extreme guilt, because I was getting wet below, and I'd never gotten wet between my legs before while posing for the students. I shaved regularly, so I knew he could see my pussy. And I think it was this thought that was making me wet. I tried to stay calm and keep my mind occupied on something else, but as the minutes turned to hours, I found myself getting aroused at showing so much to the one person I thought would never see. When my nipples hardened, I felt a flush in my cheeks, wondering how many people in the room had noticed. Then everyone could hear the bell in the hall, and the students began to pack up their brushes. I quickly got my robe on and walked around the class to have a look at what they'd done so far. I knew that none of them would be finished yet, but I always liked to see how well they were doing. The first one I looked at was good, but she hadn't gotten my face quite right. The next was better, but for whatever reason, he'd made my boobs seem to droop more than they really did, and I didn't like that at all. When I eventually got to my son's attempt, I was shocked. I mean, I always knew he could draw. This was unbelievable. He'd decided to paint just the top half of me and include the table in the background, and although he obviously still had a ways to go before it was finished, it looked very good. I got dressed after that and thanked Frank for setting up such a wonderful backdrop before telling him I'd see him again tomorrow, and left. When my son got home that day, I was anxious to see what he thought of it all. "Why didn't you tell me you'd enrolled into that class?" I said.
"I knew that you might cancel it, and I didn't want you to," he replied.
"I saw what you did, by the way, and I've got to say it was without doubt the best one there," I said, trying to encourage him. "But you're right. I might have had second thoughts had I known."
"I could see you hesitate when you saw me, but I figured you'd act professional and carry on, which you did," he said confidently.
"Well, I hope it wasn't too embarrassing for you," I replied.
"On the contrary, I thought it was all very erotic, and I enjoyed trying to capture your likeness on canvas. I've always thought you have an incredible body, especially for your age. I just hope I didn't embarrass you too much," he said, taking me by surprise.
"Thank you, David. That was a very nice compliment," I replied, feeling my cheeks flush for the second time that day.
"I was wondering, Mom, could you possibly pose for me at home? I don't mean for a canvas. I mean for photos, as I'd find it easier to copy from pictures than I would from real-life modeling," he said, taking me by surprise once again.
I didn't know what to say at first. I think the thoughts going through my head were of a naughty kind, but I soon dismissed them and turned to look him in the eye. "I don't see why not, if you're that keen to capture me with brush and paint," I replied, wondering where this would all lead.
"Well, I was thinking of doing a montage of your face and body from several angles, but in order for me to do that, I need to see you in several positions and not just the one at the college," he replied, sounding very professional.
I decided there and then that I would do my best for him, as he seemed to be taking this very seriously, and I knew he had a talent that many people would envy.
"So when do you want to do all this?" I said. "Tonight, if possible. That way I have some material to help me tomorrow when we carry on with the original painting," he replied.
I thought about it for a few seconds, and then agreed. So we had a meal first, and he then asked if I would pose in the sitting room. I said all right, and went straight upstairs to get my clothes off and put a robe on. It wasn't until I came back down that I started having doubts, but not wanting to disappoint him, I shrugged them off and got into position. He'd set up his camera equipment directly in front of the sofa, so I knew where he wanted me. I stood there for a few seconds and took a deep breath before removing the robe and throwing it to one side. I then sat down, and he re-entered the room carrying some empty rolls of film and stood behind the cameras adjusting the focus and getting everything ready, which included...